9th District Councilmember Jennifer Masati introduced an ordinance that would increase the city's minimum wage to $10.10 and the minimum tip wage to $2.73 over 2 years. Using research from the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy, she said it would help combat stagnant wages while not adversely affecting employment.
Simply put, good wages are good business. It's common sense. By raising the minimum wage right here in our own community, we will help pave the path of opportunity for many hardworking Lexingtonians who are under that ever-present pressure to simply provide for themselves and their families each month.
Low-wage workers and some nonprofits expressed their support, but were opposed by business interests such as the Lexington Chamber of Commerce. Its president, Robert Quick, called the measure hostile to growth.
We have serious concerns about increasing Lexington's minimum wage to $10.10 per hour, which is beyond the state and federal level, and what it will do to our economic competitiveness, both regionally or by regionally, statewide, or nationally. This policy, as it is written, sends an anti-business signal to companies looking to expand or locate in Lexington.
The measure remains in committee and will be revisited in June. For WUKY News, I'm Chase Cavanaugh.